In the port city of Corpus Christi, there have been thousands of new jobs created since the recession, jobs driven largely by surging oil and gas drilling. Ryan Ruiz is an engineer now working for a company here designing oil rigs.
I moved here from Louisiana, so, I mean...
For the job?
For the job, yes. Yes, for work.
We need jobs coming in for a lot of these people. There's a lot of unemployment out here.
That's longtime resident Melinda Mansell. She pointed to one example of job growth less than a mile from where she was getting lunch in the tiny town of Gregory, just east of Corpus Christi.
I know they're Oriental of some kind. I don't know if it's from Japan or whatever. I'm not too sure.
She's talking about the Chinese company, Tianjin Pipe. A video posted on its website tells about the huge new plant the Chinese company is building here.
A true blending of cultures and a brand new industry for South Texas.
The plant will make steel pipe used in drilling oil and gas wells. Constructing the plant is expected to inject over $1 billion into the economy and will eventually mean up to 800 full-time jobs.
That'll be filled by Texans.
Roland Maurer heads the Corpus Christi Regional Economic Development Group.
It's going to have to operate like a U.S. business. They're going to have to comply with all federal and state regulations.
Further up the Texas coast, in Beaumont, another billion-dollar project is just getting started.
We are building a 5,000-ton-per-day methanol facility.
Omar Darwaza is with a company called OCI, which makes chemicals for the fertilizer industry. The company is now based in the Netherlands, but has its roots in the Middle East.
Our DNA, I would say, is in Egypt.
Darwaza said the company would previously never have considered building a plant in the United States. But companies like his, which use huge amounts of natural gas to make chemicals, are now finding the U.S. to be a bargain, because natural gas prices here have plummeted due to so much of it now being produced in Texas and other energy states.
So to be honest, looking back, we would have never thought that instead of building a plant in Angola or Nigeria or somewhere else in sub-Saharan Africa, that we would actually be coming here to the United States.
These projects by foreign companies create jobs and pay taxes to local and state governments and don't seem to raise many eyebrows. But some politicians from both parties have expressed concern when foreign companies try to either buy or form partnerships with American energy companies. In the past several years, China has been the biggest of foreign investors in American companies that are fracking, the drilling technique pioneered in the U.S. that's behind the current oil and gas boom. There's no doubt that Chinese companies expect to learn how to frack from their U.S. partners, says Lance Gilliland. He's an investment banker in Houston with Tudor Pickering Holt. He's worked on billion-dollar deals in which Chinese companies invested in American drilling projects.
But they are not controlling the operations. They're not controlling where equipment moves. They are just alongside the U.S. partner in developing what the U.S. partner would otherwise be doing.
Gilliland says there's little risk of giving away hard-won technology.
There is no real secret or something that we need to hold close to the vest. This is a very known technology, known process that people are quite comfortable with here in the United States.
In other words, it's just business, the business of getting oil and gas out of the ground for use here in the United States, regardless of who's funding the project. And with the U.S. energy industry doing so well, it's expected to continue to attract huge investments from overseas. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.